I got some phones. Yo, I don't know if you noticed it. I spruced up a little bit.
What?
My setup's looking a little tighter right now.
Your setup looks sick now.
Check it out, dude. Damn, you outside right now?
I'm about to be. My
Salt Life hat's not working.
There you go. I was wondering why I couldn't hear you. How am I sounding in your headphones? Because
sound perfect.
Beautiful, dude. Beautiful.
Damn it.
See, I'm going to see you in that natural light.
It's Salt Life, dude.
Damn.
It's Salt Life, dude.
You might step outside and fade from view.
Matt, you're so negative, dude.
It's like a Harry Potter invisibility cloak. Just disappear.
Just like everybody in my life, dude. Nothing but negativity out of you.
No way, dude. I was working with my inherent negativity today. I don't even want to hear that.
Well, a lot of people are mad that I'm here, which is very funny.
Well, who's mad at you?
I don't know. Like, I was talking to Soder. He was like, what are you doing there? I was talking to people. People are like mad that I'm here.
Why are they mad you're in a...
Dude, they're jealous that I'm. They're jealous that I'm in Salt Life, and they're in fucking New York, dude.
True.
New York would suck dick during this.
That's tight during this whole thing. You're just driving a Jeep, Salt Life in it.
Bro, I was just driving a... Dude, I'm driving in the Jeep around my island, and it's like...
You're a native, bro.
It's so sick.
You're like a native Hawaiian by now.
Aloha. Mahalo. So what's going on, bro?
Dude, as you can see, reset my place up. I mean, you probably can't see.
You're exactly. That's basically Salt Life.
I mean, come on, man. I should be surfing right now. I just can't. Yeah, I hung a sheet up. My dogs are behaving. They're over there. They're being good. You see my globe?
Yeah, let everybody know you're worldly, bro.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you pay attention like this. Do you see where it's set to? The latitude?
Oh, I see it. Yes, dude.
Right on the 30-second parallel,
right
dude.
On. You're pointing it out, letting them know.
Right on Wuhan, dude.
Oh, man. I hate to even hear about all this drama down here.
What?
Just all this drama, dude. I mean, it's Salt Life, bro.
What's going on down there?
No, bro. Nothing.
You're talking about the boy touching drama.
Fun, dude. I don't even like to hear about junk like that. That's crazy. Damn, somebody just ordered Domino's.
What's up?
Somebody just ordered a Domino's truck, just pulled up. That's a big get for somebody.
Damn, is that your Eagle's Nest? You're just watching takeout vehicles?
I see what's going on, dude.
You see Papa John's, there's a fucking, Domino's. There's this will all be mine one day.
Oh, I'm getting Domino's shortly. There's a... I didn't know that we had Domino's capabilities. Now that's coming. There's a fucking, like, shitty tattooed couple that's down by the pool. Like... shitty, but now there's, you know, they're leathery skin now. Ooh. Both fat, yeah. Both covered in tats, and they both went down to the pool. I was down at the pool swimming earlier, and they came down and set up a Bluetooth in between them. They both laid out on the, like, they were suntanning, and then started blasting like metal.
Stop.
Like, put a Bluetooth speaker on that was like, I don't even know what type of music it was. It was like corny, like Three Doors Down type, like,
oh. It was like butt rock.
Yeah.
So was it like hardcore?
It wasn't metal. It wasn't metal. It was like Nickelback type, like, never made it as a blind man.
They listened to hard rock. They listened to modern hard rock.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tight, dude.
While the guy was like taking a nap. What the fuck, dude?
And this is how you remind me.
Yeah, the pool is
popping. That song
kind
of slaps
right now,
though, dude. How You Remind Me does slap. My Own Prison by Creed fucking slaps.
Creed is good, dude. Creed is undeniably good.
My Own Prison fucking rules, dude. Arms Wide Open. Dude, when I listen to Arms Wide Open while I'm driving, dude, come on.
I've never driven a Jeep, and you feel like a real – I like to listen to my music loud. You know me. But driving with the Jeep, you feel like a real dickhead.
Yeah, that's a weird
– blasting rap.
That's a weird disclaimer you probably want to put off to every single person you pull up next to. Be like, someone gave this to me. I'm not, you know, this isn't my identity. Jeeps are fun to drive, though, dude. I drove one for a while.
Jeeps are awesome.
They're pretty tight. Is yours automatic or stick?
Automatic.
It's tight.
Yeah, that's what I asked him, dude. I couldn't drive stick. I'd be fucking stalling out. That's the least cheap. That's the least Salt Life thing you can do. Stall it out and be like, motherfucker, piece of shit.
You should stall out and just flip your own Jeep over and be like, yeah, I was mudding. Like, oh my God. Yeah,
dude. They did just clean my room just now, which is nice.
Yeah. How's that work, though?
It's like living with mommy and daddy, dude. Mommy just comes in and cleans my room, and then I go back to fucking around.
There's like strict rules. You can get yelled at and in trouble. How's that work? If you go on lockdown while you're in a hotel, what do they do? You're not allowed to leave.
I bet. Well, I don't think it's going to be like you have to lock down where you live. I don't think it's going to be like that.
Yeah, but if they do lock down, they can't force you out. The hotel can't.
I bet they can. I bet they can.
You think?
I don't think these people at the Laureate will give a fuck. I don't know if it's like a chain. I don't know.
Yeah.
If this is just one private hotel, they might honestly just be like, dude, get the fuck out of here.
Or just be like, yeah, we're about to all leave, so there's going to be nothing here for a while.
That would also be kind of sick. Why don't you strum a little something for the peeps?
Oh, dude, you're gonna make it seem like I put it there on purpose, bro. Come on.
What's it doing there?
I was just cleaning my basement, dude. It happens to be near my globe, my guitar. I don't know, dude. It's just man of the world.
You definitely set up your guitar for the fucking podcast. Why?
I did. Just for this exact moment, because I knew you'd find it. And then I'm four-dimensional chess all day, dude. I knew you'd do this, and I'm like, oh, then I can bust it out. Fucking rip it up.
Rip some.
I'll rip one thing. Then I'm going to rip it out of thing. All right.
Just do me a favor. Rip one Salt Life song for me.
Oh, I got you, bro.
Please serenade me with the Salt Life.
Hold on. This is Salt Life as hell, dude. Sorry. I get nervous to play in front of people. Sorry. All right. I'm not going to play that song. That's real Salt Life.
Play it into the mic. Get it close to the mic.
You not here? There we go. Hold on. Step with me. There you go. Over the hills.
Man, it's just Salt Life, bro. This is what it's all about.
It's all about playing Zeppelin covers, dude.
This is like an Apple commercial.
I think he swabbed the deck before, dude.
I think he's swabbed the deck once or twice, dude. Now we're using Salt Life terms, and I appreciate it. Oh man, it's beautiful starboard out here. It's fucking. I only turn broadside or starboard now.
I hope is your porch next to like another room's porch.
Yeah.
I hope there's someone out there just like smoking a cigarette right
now. Shit. You're exactly right, dude.
Oh no. I think
Vardog has definitely sucked cum.
Some guys out there in retirement trying to drink orange juice and read the Wall Street Journal. He's just like, what the fuck?
QS has changed.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think it has. I think that's exactly common Key West conversation. Yeah,
pop on the deck, very like, who gay. Eats cum, who doesn't eat cum. That's like front page of the Key West Times, dude. It's like, yeah, local it's a, man it, eats cum.
Actually, that wouldn't make the news here. I think most local men here eat cum.
True. A lot of swingers down there.
Well, a lot of swingers. People. It's a very gay town.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You think having sex with another man's wife is gay?
No. I said gay guys live here.
Oh, I thought you were calling swingers gay.
Swingers are kind of gay.
Yeah, I'm surprised. That's always... Sorry, go ahead.
I'm not surprised. I haven't gotten invited anywhere.
What? I think, dude, at your level, you're going to look like someone's going to ask you.
I look like a maniac down here. I don't belong anywhere less than I do at a beach. A beach town? I'm just walking around. It's crazy.
You're salt. What are you talking about? You have a Jeep?
I like white, veiny legs. I'm Scotty, dude.
You got short pants on?
I got short shorts on.
Are you podcasting in short pants right now?
Maybe.
Oh, my God, dude. That's so
No,
funny.
You can't see them.
I didn't say to see them. I just want to know how you conduct business. I didn't know you conduct business in short pants.
No, I'm wearing like a bathing suit. It's Salt okay, Life, dude.
No, dude, totally. My bad.
What are you thinking?
It's my bad.
Yeah. Rocking a fucking sick ass.
Oh, you got a Vineyard Vines. Okay, that's like
I got a Vineyard Vines long sleeve and then kind of short bathing suit.
That's like a water type thing too. So you're letting people know you're all about water.
I'm just they know I'm a water dog.
That's what's up, dude.
You know what I mean?
I do. I know all the stuff.
I just gotta get out. I gotta get out at sea.
I know all the shit you're talking about.
Nothing's going on. I don't know. These hot dudes invited me to hang out tonight. But
again?
Yeah, it's the hop. They're dogs, dude. They're fans of the cast, sure. But they're young boys. I think they're college boys.
What do you guys? Like what do you guys usually do when you go out?
I haven't gone out. I've respected the social distancing.
Wait, what was that night like? We never reported back on that. You're can't hardly wait. Did you have fun?
I did have fun.
Say no more, dude. Say less, dude. That's all you got to say is eyebrow wiggle. Have fun. You had fun.
I had fun.
That's all you need to know, dude. So you didn't get pants and humiliated.
No,
you
actually did not get pants and humiliated. It was actually much more laid back than I thought it'd be. Everybody, but their apartment or condo was fucking disgusting.
Damn,
nice. Like coming into a college kid's. I got my own hotel. I got my own hotel. Pretty nice hotel. Like. Mm-hmm. Maybe I am Trump, dude. I got my own hotel. Very nice hotel.
Damn, you're at Mar-a-Lago right now.
I am at Mar-a-Lago. I got to fucking keep the haters at bay. but I got a hotel room. It was fucking sick. And I just kind of hung out. I didn't want to be around the college kids. It seemed weird. Sure. They were like, yo, we're at the poolside bar, all that. I was like, definitely not my scene.
Yeah.
Definitely not. Dude, sitting in a bar stool with my shirt off drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Would be again. I think people would be upset if it was all hot college kids
get a
and
tank,
I was sitting.
Dude. Get a tank.
But just sitting there with like my gut sitting on my thighs, drinking. So I passed on that. But I was like, all right, let me know when you guys want to go out because they wanted to go to this nightclub. So I went to a fucking. It's called Live.
That's awesome.
It's like Drake's club.
What did Drake's nightclub?
It sucked so fucking bad, dude.
What is it? 16? Is it 16 to enter, 21 to drink, or something?
No, it's 16 to fucking drink. 16 to get roofied by Drake. Drake's a pedophile. Every once in a while, a pack of baby girls will walk by, and it's just they're like shooting stars, dude. Every time I just make a wish.
What kind of baby? How far away are you from them?
I'm like there's like a sidewalk, a parking lot between me and them. I can, but I'm elevated. I can.
Oh,
I'm in my perch, dude. I'm in my predator's perch.
You should get Binox.
I might start fucking fully jerking off up here.
Awesome.
I only caught one beat this whole quarantine. I only caught one beat in going on a week, one beat.
Whoa, what's that like?
I don't know. I got low T, I think, dude.
What? What are you talking about?
I think I'm just gay now.
That's what's up. That's awesome. You think gay people jerk off?
I've been going through it a lot. This is like the fifth time I've said I think I'm gay on a podcast recently.
Yeah? I mean, dude, nothing but success. If you turn gay, you win. Either you're going to
turn
crush.
Gay. So anyway, we go to this fucking
oh man.
So I go to this
watery eyes when I podcast. Sorry.
I know. Well, you have fun. You're having fun. That's what happens when you're
laughing and crying. Yeah.
I was crying. Dude, the fucking whirlpooling those kids down there is the funniest fucking shit in the world. I should have filmed it. If they're down there tonight, I may set up the live stream and just go down there and cannonball.
You have to, dude.
Dude, it's like just the thought of like maliciously doing it, like staring at them, like getting like one of those boogie boards and just fucking.
There's
but
a whole
not laughing, just like
making a wave pool. There's a whole art to it. It's just aquatic bullying. There's a whole thing to aquatic bullying where like you start dunking them, like, making a wave pool. Yeah, but bullies, bullies
getting aquatic bullied sucks so bad, dude. Getting dunked sucks so bad.
Yeah, when you get a bully who's like good on land and they hit water, it's the same thing.
It's like a Navy SEAL.
You get an amphibious bully, dude. An amphibious bully, they just start swimming around now. They're like, oh, okay.
Scan I got to be terrain. Honest with you. I got to be honest with you. I was always an amphibious bully. From day one, dude. If I got in the pool with anybody that was smaller than me, which almost always were.
Yeah.
I was quick to bully. Dude, we used to play – when we played pool basketball, I had a move where – we call it the surfboard, where I would dunk my friend and stand on him flat. So that he was at the bottom of the pool and I would stand on him and dunk the ball. And he would come up like,
he was, oh my God. Yeah, knowing you're an aquatic bully is that changes. I got aquatic bullied my whole life, dude, by my brother.
But if somebody in the pool is bigger than me, I'm quick to denounce aquatic bullying. I'm very quick to decree it a law. Like, hey, we're not fucking splashing and dunking. Stop being gay. That's
gay. Knock it off.
If somebody's small, I'm all over them, dude.
You get them that quick one. It's just like, quick. Start it off. What are you going to do about that?
There's nothing you can do about it, dude. The only thing you can do is get out of the pool.
Did you ever hit the water up and smack it out of the air? That's a good splash, too.
No, that's pop a sick move. Yeah, getting it. But we used to play this game where you would hold somebody like a baby, mm-hmm. like in your arms and dunk them.
Yeah.
And they had to guess. Like if you, let's say you thought of a color, they had to guess, but they only had one guess every time you brought them up out of the water. And I would just lie and just keep dunking them.
Oh, so you were waterboarding.
It's nonstop.
Then. That's
to the point where they would come up and not be able to guess. They wouldn't have any more answers. Just keep coming up. Be like,
so you waterboarded them.
Yeah, I would waterboard all my pals.
And you would ask them trivia and it's big wrong.
Yeah, that was a form of waterboarding.
That'd be good, dude. You should go out and ball out on dinner.
Garlic tonight. Knots. I know. I think I actually might go with these hot college studs to this.
You should.
To that, but it's, I don't know. It's called the Southernmost Cafe or something. I don't know. It's just where hot guys hang out and watch the sunset.
See, it's like the, that'd be pretty cool, dude. Because that's, if you go to Capitol Grill, there's like hyper, like Mark Wahlberg will stand at the bar of the Capitol Grill and like eat a steak at the bar. And if chicks see you eating a steak at the bar, they know you're trying to fuck. And like chicks who are like on that chase of high profile dudes will just watch for guys eating a steak at a bar by themselves and they just will blow you on principle. They have to.
I do. Yeah. All right. You're right.
Stand at a bar and eat a steak, dude. You
sure I shouldn't go to a family restaurant in a strip mall and crush chicken parm?
I don't know. That's actually
in front of vacation families.
Both good things. I think they're both equally as good.
I think I am going to, I think I'm going to go to the beach after this and just get fucking hammered and good swim. Move.
It's a good move.
And then watch the sunset and then come back up here. And got Netflix hooked up. Dude, this is my life regardless.
That's pretty cool.
I was quarantined. I would be doing the exact same thing. Yes, dude. Fat black dude on a fucking moped chilling.
Yes.
So many fucking fat dudes rock mopeds down here, and it's so fucking funny.
It's the best, man.
You have to get a Jeep, dude. If you're a fucking fat guy, don't ride a moped.
But
those ones where you crack? Sit,
yeah,
you just butt crack. Sit like,
yeah, that's a lot of butt crack.
Not a good look, dude.
It's not like
a hog. It's not like a hog where you're fucking.
You can get spread out. Get some,
a moped where you're just sitting like a school desk.
Yeah,
like you just. It's not a good look. Yeah, you could get me post beach. That might be pretty fun. I'll be at the beach till the sun goes down, big boy. It's salt life. Or are you gonna be tucked?
Go to the beach. If I am, we'll do a page tomorrow, bro. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah. It's.
I mean, I don't know about you, bro. I don't really put times on what I do. I just fucking hang loose, dude.
It's only 5 o'clock here. All right.
It actually almost is 5 o'clock, so I will let you go.
I love you. I care about you. Be safe in these tumultuous times.
Love you, bro. You're the man, dude. This is you. This is me, dude. Coming up between you.
Is that my pussy?
I'm eating. No, you're fucking. I'm eating pussy between your legs, dude. That's how I get down with you. I would totally eat a girl's pussy if you're fucking her for you.
Oh, wait. How?
You're standing. You're like this, dude. You're standing. You're fucking. There's a girl. Imagine this is your dong. There's a chick in front of you bent over, a BBG. I'm coming up behind your dong.
So you're like getting sack on your nose.
If I have to.
You're getting butthole on your fucking, the bridge of your nose.
If I have
to. On your forehead. You're getting tattooed.
Well, I might be upside down. I think I'd have to Spider-Man kiss.
There's better
vagina.
Ways to do this. I think you would have to 69. No, you 69 with the girl while I fuck her.
Perfect.
And you're just, I mean, your forehead's catching a bushel. You're catching a bushel
first
up
First of
top.
All, I'm going to have a backwards mesh hat on. Salt life.
It's only salt life, but you could.
My hat might hit you in the nuts.
You could stimulate her clitoris. No, my nuts, you'll be coming over top. This is you.
Yeah.
That's me.
So, yeah, we would, you would just be banging the top of my head.
You'd, and luckily, actually, I did trim the pubes before I went to live the nightclub. I shaved my pubes. I was like, dude, just in case somehow someone sees this monstrosity.
Oh, my God.
And, let's break. I'm going to go have a couple margaritas, Matt.
Hell yeah, dude. Go get it.
I'm not going to overindulge.
Oh, go get it, dude. Get it.
I'm going to come back sunburned as fuck and banged up for the page, dude.
It might be a night cast. It might be a morning cast. Either way,
I saw a night. Do you think you can pop off a nighty?
I should be able to, yeah. I should be able to.
If you're too tired, it's not a big deal. Either way, I'm here doing nothing all day.
That's what I'm saying.
This is hard work. This is the most work I'm doing.
You be ready. You see the invite. You see the Zoom invite, dude. Hop in the Jeep. Speed.